this body as a living sacrifice every day, all day long. Please take me to the King. My strength is weakening in me. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King for an offering. For an offering. Please. I've got a dying world out there. Your flesh got you worried about your fires. Worried about the fact that your shoes are too tight. He said, but I've got children that don't even have shoes to put on their feet. You're worried about not having enough money to make it to next week. He said, I've got children that don't have a dime, not even a penny in their pocket. You're worried about all the stress that you're going through. He said, I've got children that don't know about me. Will you please take them to the King? Tell them about me. Tell them about me. I'm full of grace and mercy. Will you bring them to the King? Just the way they are. Just the way they are. Don't you try to clean them up. Don't you try to change them. You just tell them about me. And every minute, every hour, every day, every week that you spend for me, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give it back to you, children. Your flesh wants you to keep looking at you. God said, but if you look at them, if you look the need for them, I will take care of you. We'll tell them about that eternal King. I don't care how many kings come. I'm the eternal King. I am the Alpha, the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I created all this stuff by myself. I created all of it for myself. I was there from the beginning and I'll be there in the end. Bring them to the King. Bring them to the King. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
How I magnify his name. standing in sinking sand. But Jesus came along and he took my trembling hand. He holds the key to the future. He's got the master plan. How I love him, how I magnify his name.
Saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Seated.
that same rage is gonna leave me. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you so much, so much for bringing us from whence we came. Lord, we thank you right now for being able to be in this, your prayer house. I'm asking right now, Lord, as your word comes forth, that you make me personally your mouthpiece, your sounding board, so that I may say something from you, not from me, so that I may say something from you to draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and not drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We all say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Giving honor to Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, to our Pastor Emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson, and to all of you. It is my desire this morning that we won't have to labor too long. I know that we're all hungry, and I'm so glad because pots are heavy, and I don't want to have to lug them back to the house. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. A month ago, you all showed your love for my family and me. So this is just a small effort. It's just a small token of our love for you. And as much as I love this church, and you all know that I'm proud to be a native son here, but as much as I love Mount Calvary, I think sometimes my wife loves this church even more. She was up at 4:30 this morning and cutting up chicken and sausage and sauteing it up so that she could bring it here and mix it up, whatever she was going. I turned over and turned Sports Center on and watched. You tried to watch a little bit of the NBA playoffs on rewind, but I thank you all. We love you. And it's reciprocal because I know you all love us. Matthew 21st chapter. Matthew 21, starting at the 18th verse. Pick this little story out since we're serving food today, amen? Decided to talk a little bit about food, about fruit, to be exact. Matthew 21, 18 through 20. Say amen if you got it.
Amen.
This is how it reads. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? That's good enough right there. We use for a subject, don't be fruitless. Don't be fruitless. Amen. And like I said, this little story about food, about being hungry, about breakfast, about needing to eat something nutritious. Amen. Fruit is very good for you. Most fruits anyway. They're very nutritious and filling. Amen. Very, very desirable. Even Jesus, we find out in this book, liked fruit. It's a blessing to be able to pick fruit right off of a tree. Can I get a witness?
Yes,
it doesn't cost any money. It's as fresh can be. And if it's your tree, that's even better. Amen. I know some of us grew up picking fruit off of the neighbor's tree. And I said us, not y'all. That means me too.
But now we would expect a tree full of leaves to have some fruit. Isn't that right? But there are some of us church folk that are good looking trees with plenty of leaves, but we don't have any fruit. Can I get a witness? Now, I'm not necessarily talking about here at Mount Calvary. I'm talking about the whole Christian community as a whole. Can I get a witness? You see, we all like to look good. Amen. We all like to sound good, but we don't always like to do good. Can I get a witness? We look like Christians. We talk like Christians, but our actions are not Christian-like. Hypocrisy runs rampant in religious circles. Amen? Now, this is a very human example of Jesus. Jesus reacts like man to the fig tree. He acts like us. Amen. You see, he was, after all, like us, flesh and blood. He had many human needs like us. He had human reactions like us. You see, he knows us because he is us. Now, this event seems a little bit out of character for Jesus. Jesus is a savior. He's a healer, not a destroyer. He's a helper, not a hurter. He love and not hate. Yes. But yet here he is cursing a fig tree, and that's what he did. Amen. But now let us note for the record just a little while that the tree was not a person. Can I get a witness?
Yes, sir.
And there may have been a metaphoric example that he was trying to get across.
Well.
And the third thing is the tree may have been on its last leg anyway.
Yes.
Can I get a witness? You know, there's a whole lot going on here, but there's a warning in this thing today. Fruitlessness leads to judgment. Can I get a witness? You see, we all need to check our own figs every now and then. We need to make sure that we're blossoming like we should every now and then, because when we blossom, we draw somebody else to the household of faith. Luke 6 and 44 says it like this: for every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. In other words, whatever you represent yourself as, amen, that's what you ought to be. Can I get a witness? Amen. You see, you can masquerade all you want around us, but you can't fool God. Can I get a witness? Now, our scriptures tell us again that Jesus entered Jerusalem in the morning and he wants to have a little breakfast. Chapter 21 and 18 says again, now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered.
Yes.
Amen. You know, now this is Jesus.
Yes, sir.
But he hungered.
Yes.
This is the Savior, but he hungered. He felt what we feel. He hungered like we're hungry. His human self is on full display. And he didn't like it when he didn't find any food on the tree. Amen, amen. How many of us would want to cause a riot if we roll up to McDonald's to get that little morning breakfast plate and McDonald's decided to close that day? Can I get a witness? We'd be mad. We'd never want to go to McDonald's again. We'll tell everybody we talk to that McDonald's was closed when we were hungry. But now I don't know that Jesus went that far. But he was displeased enough to curse the tree. In other words, if I can paraphrase a little bit, you ain't got no figs today. Guess what? You ain't gonna ever have no figs again. Amen. Verse 19 says it like this: and when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. he recognized the fig tree as a fig tree. Amen.
Yes.
He was drawn to it by his hunger.
Yes.
The tree represented itself, if you will, as a fig tree. But it had nothing to show but leaves. And now, unless you're a giraffe, you don't want leaves. Amen.
Amen.
But how about us today? You know, Jesus says that we need to be able to bear fruit. Can I get a witness? You see, when it comes time to judge mankind, we may be judged, some of us, like the fig tree. Can I get a witness? When we were able to get salvation, when we were able to sprout fruit, when we were able to tell somebody about Jesus, we didn't do any of that. And now we're going to be withered away for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
You better check your figs. Amen.
Yeah.
You see, the judgment on the fig tree was death. And it withered away. Verse 20 says this. Says, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled. They were amazed, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? You know, Jesus is a life giver, but he spoke death on the fig tree. Amen. I heard a little information today about a personal friend of mine that I used to work with, and I heard that he passed away. Amen. I used to try to get him to come to church, but he never wanted to come. He had a dim view of churches, and he thought all pastors wanted was his money. Can I get a witness? Now, I don't know if he got Jesus since he talked to me. Amen. But I heard this morning that he was passed away. Like the fig tree, he was withered away. Now, let me tell you something. I believe that Jesus gave this example so that his disciples could glimpse a little bit of judgment. Can I get a witness? And you see, for all of us that's masquerading as Christians, just like Jesus' example.